The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk tonight will be given by Dharma holder and temple director, Michael Herzog.
When I give talks here at the head of the meditation hall, I'm often struck with awe. Awe at all of us here gathered and all of the infinite number of causes and conditions that have brought us here. Brought us here to do this very unique, strange, and powerful practice. A practice that Aaron earlier today said that not many people want to do. That's true. This practice is countercultural. It's actually counter-evolutionary in that we evolved to move. We evolved to move forward. And here we are sitting still examining the great question of our life, of reality, looking into our true nature. And then I consider each and every one of us as individuals, all the causes and conditions and turns and decisions and good fortune, bad fortune, missed connections, everything in our lives that brought us here. One left turn 5 years ago when we should have made a right, we might not be here. And then we consider maybe all the causes and conditions and changes and decisions that our parents made and their parents and our whole ancestors and then all the ancestors of Zen bringing us here. It's inconceivable. It's out of anything that we could possibly hold in our minds for even a second. And yet, we sit on our cushion and we can easily trace back and connect the dots. Oh yeah, I know, I met this person, read this book, da-da-da-da-da, and here I am. Pretty easy. And that's the mind. That's the mind that connects the dots. And out of the dots makes patterns. And from those patterns creates knowledge and understanding. And from that sphere of understanding creates a self, an identity. As Melissa Roshi said today, we are self-creating or person-creating animals. Narratives we build. And they work. And we have this sphere of understanding that we navigate the world. And inside the sphere is comfort. It's orientation. It's confidence. We know what we know. But outside the sphere, outside that sphere is what? Well, we don't know what we don't know. It's a mystery. And whenever we encounter what we don't know, we often take it within our sphere of understanding. And if we can't grasp it, we reject it, look at it as weird, or ignore it altogether. But here's the thing. Most of life is outside our sphere of understanding. In fact, our sphere of understanding is like a grain of sand at the bottom of an infinite ocean. But that's fine because it works for us. We go along with our lives and our sphere of understanding helps us navigate. That is until life drops the inconceivable right in front of us on our path. Something big. Something we can't get around. Something unmovable. Something heavy. Something like a rhinoceros. Or a terminal illness. So now, our strategies, our sphere of understanding can't help us. We can't go backward, we can't go forward, up, down, left, right. What do we do? Well, here's the turn. What stops us can also support us. Because it's not a bug in the system. It's life and its infinite wisdom appearing before us. Appearing in a way that we may not appreciate, we may not understand. It may be completely opaque to us. But we can meet it. We can meet it with trust. Not the manufactured kind of trust, not the trust me or trust this, or not even the trust yourself. Well, not the trust yourself of that constructed self, but a trust that arises from deep understanding through wholehearted practice. A trust that arises on its own when we turn around and we bear witness to self-nature that is no nature. No nature because it can't be discerned. It's everything. It's immeasurable, ungraspable, going far beyond mere doctrine, far beyond words and phrases and anything that could ever describe it. Why? Because it's here. It's available in the live action of your life, in the breath, in everything that arises in this moment. And the good news is you don't need to face down a rhinoceros to work with this. We can work right now, tonight, here, in the Zendo. You may have noticed after 48 hours, things get a little squirrely and weird. You may forget things, you may be doing things, putting things someplace. Aiden stole my little thing that holds my... my chopsticks. We'll get it back tomorrow. No, actually, I stole his. But yeah, so what happens? All this weirdness and questions and what am I doing here? And what's this all about? Is this worth my time? Who am I? What is this? My encouragement tonight is lean into that. Lean into that and watch the mind try to steady itself with what you know. Try to grab hold of something that's familiar because this is too damn weird. And just lean in. Lean into the mystery. This is life, lifing through you. You are life. You are the Dharma. You are the mystery. You are the rhinoceros. Thank you.